more than 2,800 nursing home residents in Michigan have tested positive for COVID-19. With new rules for long-term care facilities issued 2 weeks ago, the state hopes to isolate cases and keep the virus from spreading through these vulnerable communities. But those near the heart of these facilities worry that the new rules may be too little, too late. Michigan Radio's Will Callen has the story.
Nikki Ornston is 86, and she's had a rough winter. In February, it was heart surgery, then back to the hospital with the flu. Finally, she returned to her nursing home, Heartland Sterling Heights. This was mid-March. By then, Heartland had stopped allowing visitors, so Nikki's daughter, Terry Ornston, and her sister weren't able to walk their mom to her room. Terry says they had to just leave her at the front door.
She was crying. We had never seen that before.
Each day, they stopped by their mom's window. They would call her, but then the cough came back, and the fever. As their mom got weaker, the sisters started relying on the Heartland staff for most information. But getting them to call back with updates was next to impossible. And whenever they could catch a glimpse through their mom's window, it didn't look like staff were doing all they could to contain a possible outbreak.
Sometimes they'd have a mask, sometimes they didn't.
Ornston says they had to ask repeatedly to get their mom tested for COVID. By the time Heartland said yes, their daily visits to the window had come to an end.
The blinds were drawn. We couldn't even see in the room.
Still symptomatic, Nikki was moved into an isolation unit. She got her test. 7 days later, it came back positive. We don't know how many cases Heartland had then, but right now they're reporting 7. Nikki's daughters pulled her from the facility and brought her home. A week later, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued new rules for senior living facilities around reporting and managing COVID cases. The executive order tells facilities to use their, quote, best efforts to provide staff with personal protective equipment and for facilities with enough space to create dedicated COVID units. In those units, staff will have to use PPE, quote, as available. At places like Heartland, it's unclear if those rules will translate into staff taking better precautions. And it's not like state and local health departments are inspecting every home. Now, this order applies to all long-term care. That's nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Tracy Kornack is a personal injury lawyer in Grand Rapids. She has clients in a handful of those facilities. Visits there are limited due to COVID, but Kornack has power of attorney. And with power of attorney,
they can't keep you out.
The week after Governor Whitmer's order, Kornack saw staff entering rooms without PPE, others sitting together at the lunch table. At one home,
I'm just walking in the doors, I'm standing there, the person's like, we're talking, she's not wearing a mask.
At others,
none of the staff is wearing masks. None.
All of this makes it hard for Kornack to get excited about the state's new rules.
I honestly don't see this changing. These are just wildfires waiting. Like, I know COVID is in these facilities. I just don't know who has it and when it's going to break above the surface.
It's been 3 weeks since Nikki Ornston's daughters pulled her out of her nursing home. They originally planned to take care of her themselves, but they decided instead on an assisted living facility in their neighborhood. Here's Terry Ornston again.
We're basically on a wing and a prayer right now, but we are completely incapable of doing what we thought we could do.
Ornston's mom, Nikki, is now back in the hospital. Somehow, she has tested positive a second time for COVID. When she does arrive at her new home, she'll start 2 weeks of quarantine from her first floor room with a window. I'm Will Callen, Michigan Radio News.